Welcome back to Thunderdome Metal Reviews, and we're headed back to Florida. As per usual, I, in spite of all of my poor choices, and the Dr. David Pizza, with me also, in spite of their own choices, are Ben, Tracy, and Gabe. How are you gentlemen this fine evening?
In the swampiest of swamps.
So swampy.
Feeling actually kind of old.
Oh, just suffering from a vengeful invasion.
Again? So as some of you may have guessed, if you've listened to some already, we're listening to the Wee Diddy Chaos Horrific by Cannibal Corpse, which is what, Ben, their 78th album?
Close, 16th.
So this is their album from September 22nd, 2023. I almost picked, and I will give a shout out to Richter und Henker by Umph, but I was like, only half of us speak German. And I know Tracy doesn't really like him, so...
It was bad. It was bad, y'all.
I listened to it. It's okay. I don't like it as much as some of the earlier albums, so I switched to just, you know...
And who does? Who does?
A stacking corpses like cordwood, so here we are. Let's get some dads.
Right on. So, as previously stated, 16th studio album, released on September 22nd of 2023 on Metal Blade Records. And so I feel old because, god damn, 16 albums. Runtime of 39 minutes and 15 seconds. The lineup on this is Alex Webster, bass, Paul Maskerwitz on drums, Rob Barrett on guitars, George Corpse Grinder Fisher on vocals, and Eric Rutan came in and has officially joined the band now as a guitarist, and he also produced the album.
He was officially in the last album, right?
I think he was just credited as a guitarist.
I thought he had gotten full credit last time as well.
Well, I mean, I think he got liner notes credit. I just don't know if he was a member of the band then or not. So,
I think Pat O'Brien still played shit on that album. Like, I know he was booted right around then for, you know, the Human Remains and the Arsenal.
Yeah.
As one does. But, you know, I mean, Eric Rutan, I feel like he did some stuff on the all, you know, several of the previous albums, mm-hmm. but I feel like here he's really, you can kind of hear some domination happening in here, like in terms of, I feel like you can really hear the Rutan on this album. So
if
somebody's going to say something,
I'm checking because he's been the producer ever since I know of, since Kill.
Yeah no, he's produced for a long, long time.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's just one of those guys in the fucking...
One of those guys. So I picked this because I'm an asshole. And I don't know. I was like, maybe Gabe will like it. I was figuring Tracy probably not so much. But I figured Tracy would tolerate this maybe more than Oomph? Question mark? I guess we'll find out.
I did.
Okay. All right. I'll take it.
I mean, I did. I mean, that's no questions on that one.
I would again. I feel like you're a bit of a fan of George the Corpse Grinder Fisher, so I think that helps.
I mean, there's worse role models I have in life.
Yeah, for sure.
That's actually true, yeah.
It's winning animals from the claw machine for the kids.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What do we think? I mean, we've reviewed, how many Cannibal Corpse albums have we done?
This is the third one, I think, because we did Eating Back to Life. We did Violence Unimagined, and then we done this one.
Yep.
I'm surprised you haven't snuck in a blast somewhere. And then...
I'm going to, because Kill, I think we should do Red to Black or whatever. Like, anyway, yeah.
Tomb of the Mutilated, just to get that album work on there.
Probably. I like this later stuff better, and we've talked about this, because Chris Barnes and his cousin, Glenn Barnes, who has it in for us, are not my favorite vocalists. Though I have to concede, I've listened to a bit of 6 Feet Under lately. I'm like, okay, he got better. I know Ben is a fan, but
I'm at least a fan of the early 1600 stuff, and also the first couple of, I mean, the Cannibal Corpse first couple of albums are legendary for a number of reasons, and I will say that George Fisher is better, and he certainly is a standout on this album. There's still the issues with the drumming on this. Not only was it like kind of all over the place, but I just didn't like how it was recorded. It sounded very flat to me, which is probably what he was going for. And by flat, I mean, it sounded like when he was hitting the toms and everything, they were sounded very dead.
like their souls.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, but I mean, this is their 16th studio album. And unlike, you know, Paradise Lost, you kind of know what you're going to get from Cannibal Corpse. There's not going to be that big of a stylistic shift. The one thing that I will say about this, in comparison to like the Corpse Grinder album from, I guess, last year or maybe the year before, who the fuck knows? I don't remember anymore. That had more whimsy to it than this does.
Yeah, but like, I don't really think Corpse Grinder had any writing credits on either of the two albums. Like, I think Jamie Johnston and Frank did most of the writing on the Corpse Grinder album.
Well, yeah. Corpse Grinder just comes in and sings. He is not credited for writing anything on this.
He's a hired god. Like, he shows up with an armful of like animals for the children, sings this, and fucking walks off.
With this gigantic ass neck.
Huge ass neck. Maybe we should do this more if we ever do a blast, but my problem with some of those early albums is not just Glenn Chris Barnes. It's like, these albums are obviously misanthropic as fuck. I'm not going to pretend otherwise, but there's extreme misogyny on those early albums that cannot abide. It's just, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's a deal breaker for me, given the sheer amount of violence against women on this fucking planet. So I was really won over when Kills was pretty good, but you know, it was really Red Before Black in 2017. I was like, okay, this is better. And I really liked it. Violence Unimagined and Chaos Horrific. I think it's been a good run. And I think this may be the best of the three of them. And that's just my opinion. Like, the tempo picked up a little bit. I think Rutan's really gelled with them and he feels like he's a bit more part of the band. Oh, I was quite impressed with this. Obviously, not everyone was, but I, as I said, I'm an asshole. I led with that.
It's interesting you say that about where you view these two, because I think I'm opposite. I think Violence Doesn't Imagine is better, but I think it's also coming in where it came to Adam. My expectations also were drastically different, because Violence Doesn't Imagine is like, man, this thing's going to be a walking fucking like terror. Like, it's going to be bad. And I was blown away with it. Kind of like, okay, this is a lot better than I was expecting to. So I came into this one expecting better in a sense like that, and it lived up to, but it didn't. And so it's kind of like, all right. So I kind of feel like Violence Doesn't Imagine for me is the better album, because it did blow my expectations away of what I was expecting. While this one just,
that makes sense,
barely lived up to them.
What do you think, Gabe? You're the other death metal guy.
And interestingly enough, I don't know this back catalog well at all. And, you know, I've listened to some of the albums from the 90s, and that's about it. I didn't even really get around to Violence Unimagined because, you know, I started my album of the year research a few months after that, and I had a lot to do.
Sure.
So anyway, I really enjoyed this. My impressions of the drums were not as critical as Ben's, but maybe I just wasn't listening hard enough. I just thought it was a fun ride for the most part. I think it's a little slow to start, to be honest. Like, I think that the flow is a little bit off. But you do know, like, when that third track starts, it's like they know who they are. They know exactly what they're doing. And they don't really need to reinvent the wheel. But I think it's impressive that they still can do what they do and, you know, kind of, you know, draw someone in who's not already hooked, you know. Because I think if you're looking for, you know, some straight ahead stuff, if you're looking for some kind of more technical stuff, you're going to find it. You're not going to... they could theoretically line up all the tracks and just do the same thing on everyone because they're Cannibal Corpse, right? But they don't just like dial it in, which is impressive. Maybe that's part of like, you know, they have people in the band who haven't been in the band forever. They do have kind of a lineup that's changed a bit, which can keep things fresh. But I think you probably also just have a huge amount of kind of dedication from the fan base, and you know, people really bringing, you know, they're telling the band what they want and they get it,
and what they want is Pitchfork and Pale Man.
Yes, I mean, who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't want that?
I mean, I think it's also cool that there are some excursions into Death Doom on this. You know, Cannibal Corpse is not necessarily known for that, I don't think. Yeah, it was really, I was surprised by it. It was a nice surprise.
I agree. It was a little bit, for them, of experimentation. It was like just enough to keep it sort of fresh. I mean, they've been doing this for 35 fucking years.
Yeah.
It's hard. I mean, we've talked about this a lot with bands. And some people pull it off, but some don't. And I think Gabe is right. There's been just enough lineup changes and just enough experimentation. I mean, it is still very much a Cannibal Corpse album. If you don't like Cannibal Corpse, you will not like this album. And I don't know if I'd put, actually, I don't think I'd put Most Innocent Civilians on this ride at all. But if you do like this genre, I don't know. I was impressed because, you know, they can have a little bit of a problem of sameness. Especially, you know, 16 albums in.
Well, with that being said, though, I mean, I think that, and this is probably going to piss a lot of people off, but I would say that for this style of death metal specifically, this kind of like gorecore or whatever, the Cannibal Corpse, man, is kind of the Walmart. It's the franchise. It's very easy to get in and get out. Their albums are not super duper long. They are complicated enough to be different, but they're also, this was very well produced. My issues with the drumming aside. And so it is, you know, you're going to get in and get out, and it's very easy to get into these albums.
I mean, it's not, what is that thing that Gabe did to us? Portal? Is that who?
It's not Portal. I mean, it's not another band we're recording later tonight, which, I mean, this is very, if you're going to get into death metal, like, this is one of, like, Baby's first death metal. This is one of the bands that's often gone to. It's like these guys, Death and Morbid Angel. Like, you go to one of these.
Wait, it's not Cerebral Rod?
No. And it's like, there you go. Because, like, part of the, there's a cheesiness to this that I think it's kind of like, oh, it allows a bit of buy into. Because, like, you're, oh, okay. It's definitely like, wow. Because, like, you just don't put Tomb of Mutilated as your album cover, like, unless you're like, here we go.
Well, you know, and to that, yeah, Cannibal Corpse has always kind of had their tongue planted firmly in cheek, in a way that, you know, Death certainly doesn't. Morbid Angel, no. Deicide, no. Any of the other of that, you know, generation of death metal bands that I can think of, not at all. Maybe Boat Thrower, if you wanted to go into the UK death metal scene, or Vader. But yeah, this is just consistent quality. You know, it's a fucking, they are a well-oiled death zombie killing machine at this point.
They are. And, like, I mean, hell, a lot of people without knowing it have seen Cannibal Corpse in a movie, in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Yes, yes.
So, I mean, it's...
For those of you who haven't listened to it any other time when we talked about Cannibal Corpse.
I know. Just kind of bring that fact in. Just like, hey, in case you guys forgot it. But, yeah.
I know you're not supposed to say this again. I might get beat up for saying this. I just think Rutan is a better producer than Scott Burns. I don't know. I mean, it's hard when you're cranking out that many albums. Oh, Scott, never change. He won't. But him and Don Horn.
This album sounds great. I think it sounds great.
I agree. Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's well produced. And that, you know, the last few albums all have been, but I think it's exceptionally well produced. He knows what he's fucking doing.
For sure. Shall we talk about songs?
Sure. Does someone want to go before me? Because I think you know what I'm about to say.
I'm getting my drink ready for you, David.
Yeah, just get them out. I mean, obviously. Either don't get them on this ride at all or fucking do all of them, period. All of them. I was really pleased with this album.
I will also say get on the ride and take it because, again, it comes in at 39 minutes and 15 fucking seconds. You know, if you're going to be listening to a Cannibal Corpse album and you didn't just pick it at random and because you thought the terrible, like, disgusting, in a good way, album artwork, will just, you had to check this out. You probably know what you're in for, and you're probably going to enjoy all of this. I do think there are some standouts, though. I liked Frenzied Feeding, Overlords of Violence, Vengeful Invasion, and Fish Fork Impalement quite a bit.
I'm just going to be like everybody else. You know what you're getting. If you like one, you're going to like them fucking all. Take the ride. If you don't like it, get the fuck off. What are you here for? But the two tracks that I've pulled off this album specifically is Bloodblind and Fracture and Refracture. Those two were pretty solid.
Nice. Well, I mean, I would just say Take the Ride. And my favorites, I mean, I think my favorite run is 3 to 7. So Someone for Sacrifice all the way to Fracture and Refracture. And I also really dug the closer, Drain You Empty, because it's got that Death Doom flavor coming in the clutch. So yeah, for sure, Take the Ride.
Yep. All right, David.
The question is, which low A am I giving it? Right, like I'm debating. I gave Violence and Imagine only a B. Now I'd probably give it a B plus. I've listened to it more. I don't know. I guess I'm gonna give this a 93. And again, I tend to do that.
It's an A minus, right?
Damn it, Tracy. No.
It is an A minus.
It's the first A. And again, that may creep upward. This is definitely gonna be my year-end list. But I really tend to hesitate to put stuff that isn't like classic because I'm a wanker at like 95 or whatever. So, yeah. You know, I'm going to give this a 93.5. That's what I'm going to do.
93.5, okay.
Boom, done.
Because your pants, you just can't go all the way.
I mean, again, it'll probably creep up as I listen to it more, but I'm admitting that it isn't maybe one for the ages. I don't know if I'm going to shoot this into space, but anyway, 93.5.
I think I would come in right behind David with a 92. I think this is really good. I just think it has a slow start for me. But it's a good time.
I'll take it.
I like this slightly less than I did Violence Unimagined, but I think it's as good of an album, so I'm going to give it a B.
So for me, I would upgrade Violence Unimagined to about a B plus right after letting it sit for a bit and come back to it.
Me too.
And I'm going to give this one, I like a little bit less, so I'm going to give it a B as well. 85.
Man, I'll take that shit. What is it, like an 89 or something?
It is an 89, so Cal Courts does not go to med school, sadly.
Don't let them near med school, my God.
what are you thinking?
Tracy, they want to go to med school for all the wrong reasons.
What's the ones that doctors that deal with dead people? What's the
pathologist?
Yeah, that's what they'd be going to med school for.
It's like Dr. Nick from The Simpsons.
The arm bones connected to my wristwatch. Uh-oh.
Amazing.
I would buy this because I repeat for the third time, I'm an asshole.
I think yeah, I me would too.
Too. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
The bends are
why not? That's some wall art you can hang up for everybody to see. If nothing else.
I mean, it's not quite a Werewolves cover, but it's a pretty solid album cover.
Yeah,
we're working on it. Man, I need them and Werewolves to tour.
That'd be pretty awesome.
I'll take Tracy, and he will just expire.
I'll just die in the middle of the third row, just like, I'm dead. Just, I can't
surprise guest Periphery. You're like, yeah.
I'll see you there for Periphery. After Periphery, like, bye, guys, and just leave. And just leave.
You go to the bathroom, and we just never see you again.
Yeah, never see him again.
Speaking of never seeing you again, what are we doing next?
Next, we're doing my pick, and it is Atena, Subway Anthem, the combo breaker death metal for the night. I'm just going to...
You mean the palate cleanser?
Combo breaker.
I am pleased to talk about that because I know you like it. No way.
It's something else, that's for sure.
It is.
Tune in next time to find out how something else it is.
Google.
Okay.